The Episcopal Church has consecrated Eugene Robinson, the first openly gay bishop in the denomination's history. Opponents of Robinson's elevation to bishop say it will create a split in the worldwide Anglican Communion. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports from Durham, New Hampshire, where yesterday's consecration ceremony was held.
The hockey rink at the University of New Hampshire seems an unlikely place for a religious ceremony, but it was the only arena in the state that could accommodate the crowd of 2,500. And so amid the bells and incense, scores of priests and bishops proceeded to witness a historic event.
Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Presiding Bishop Frank Griswold began the consecration by calling for testimonies, essentially endorsing Gene Robinson to be the next bishop of New Hampshire. Then came the moment many people had been waiting for.
If any of you know any reason why we should not proceed, let it now be made known. Do I hear an objection?
Three people walked onto the rink. Then Father Earl Fox of Pittsburgh leaned into the microphone.
Bishops, priests, deacons, and lay folk, it breaks my heart to be here.
Fox proceeded to stun the audience with a graphic description of gay sexual acts before Frank Griswold jumped in.
Father Fox, I think you could spare us these details and come to the substance, please.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, I think we do.
Thank you.
The next speaker, Meredith Harwood, was less graphic, but just as adamant.
To press forward with this consecration will be to turn our backs on Almighty God. This is the defiant and divisive act of a deaf church.
She and another man who represented 36 bishops in the U.S. and Canada warned that consecrating a gay man as bishop would tear at the fabric of the international denomination and possibly end in schism. Griswold briefly noted their objections, but a few seconds later, he moved to consecrate Robinson.
Is it your will that we ordain Gene a bishop? Will you uphold Gene as bishop?
The atmosphere in the arena was almost giddy, but at the Durham Evangelical Church, 2 miles away, the atmosphere was funereal. Some 250 people attended this alternative service, looking for solace at, as theologian Kendall Harmon of the American Anglican Council put it, a terrible moment for the Episcopal Church.
And let's just pause for the record and make clear for the umpteenth time why this is such a serious thing. Can I please tell you, this isn't about sex.
He said it's about the authority of the Bible, which prohibits homosexual behavior, and centuries of church teaching. New Hampshire parishioner Lisa Bell says she won't leave the church, though others here have, but she says Gene Robinson will rip it apart.
If he really, really was for the Lord, okay, he wouldn't have taken today and he would have stepped aside. They call him a gentleman. He would have been a gentleman and stepped aside. Now he's a power man.
But the vast majority of people in Durham for the consecration felt the way Cynthia Pate did. She said consecrating a gay bishop was, quote, the greatest thing since canned beer.
This is going to draw more people who have felt isolated and run out of the church. And more gay people are coming into the church because there is someone who can be their leader, someone they can look up to.
And on this day, in this New Hampshire hockey rink, the Episcopalians here could not seem to get enough of Gene Robinson. As he left, they gave their new bishop a standing ovation worthy of a hockey star, putting off thinking about the consequences of the event until tomorrow. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Durham, New Hampshire.